guys, happy Tuesday. We had some technical difficulties. So, hey, welcome. It's raining outside, and yet there's a lot of energy here at church today. We just finished our staff meeting, and we are definitely 6 feet apart, but we are still connecting together and getting ready for Easter. It is the Holy Week this week, and we are preparing here at church for a little different Easter than we've ever had before. So as you guys are getting on, let me know who's here. Hey, Naomi, how are you? Good to see you. Hi, Sue. Good to see you guys, everybody hopping on. Hi, Instagram. Hi, Facebook. How's everybody doing out there? I know yesterday, good hearts, lots of energy on Facebook Live today. We're at the wall. We're seeking God in new, fresh ways. Thank you guys for the hearts. I love seeing you guys. It's my joy every day to come to this wall at noon and be with you guys today. And it's fun to come together and know that we're praying together. We're in this together. So who else is on? Let me just do a quick shout out to everybody that's jumping on today. Hello, hello. Cynthia is here, and Kim is here, and Carla Ann's here, and Toby's here, and Sophia's here. So many getting on Instagram. Hi, guys. Lots of hearts. Doesn't it make you just feel good in the midst of the gloomy weather? As I mentioned, here in Southern California, we got some gray skies today, but God is moving in a mighty, mighty way, and I can't wait to share with you guys a word that God shared with me this morning. Hey, Whitney, good to see you. Excited for all that God's doing with you, and thank you. Just I want to do a quick shout out to Whitney and what she's doing with our worship nights on Friday nights here at Influence Church. You don't want to miss the beautiful time that we have in worship together on Friday nights here. So, well, guys, I want to share a message with you before we get into our prayer time. And as you know, coming together at noon every day at this wall is such a powerful time for us to focus our attention on the things of God. And God just been speaking to me, I'm sure to you as well, in a new, fresh way, like he never has before. I think I was so busy in the work of the ministry, so busy and trying to do this and do that and have ideas, and that often I forgot to sit down and just ponder and let Holy Spirit speak to me. And I think right now what he's doing is he's bringing us back to his heart. He's bringing us back to speaking and teaching in a new and a relevant way. So one thing I want to talk to you guys about today is, you know, we've been talking about how it's 2020. It's a new year. It's a new decade. And we started off in January and in February talking about new beginnings. And it was such a great year for us as a church. And it was such a great year being a new decade in 2020. But today I did a little bit of work. And I want to share this with you because I've never really noticed this before. But, you know, I'm passionate about numerology in the Bible. And there's numbers in the Bible that God shows us things. If you look for signs, and if you look for seasons, and if you look for patterns in the Bible, God teaches through structure and patterns and times and seasons and numbers. And we know that if you just begin to read the Word of God, we know that the number 7 is the number of completion. We know the number is 8. Is the number of new beginnings. We know the number 3 is a divine number. And so when you begin to look at numerology, you say, what does that mean? But I've never taken the time to look at the number 20. And we are in 2020. And as I began to research this, it means a couple things that I want to just share with you. But one thing the word 20 means, that it actually means that it is a time of wholeness, that it's a time of redemption, and it's a time of waiting. So when you begin to read the stories through the Word of God, you'll see over and over and over again, the number 20 was a time of waiting. For instance, the Bible tells us Jacob had to wait 20 years for Rachel. It tells us 20 years the children of Israel had to wait to be freed from King Jabin, the king of Canaan. It said Israel had to wait 20 years before the Ark of the Covenant could be moved. Over and over and over. And so I started thinking, God, what does the number 20 mean? What are you telling me about waiting? And then I began to read some prophetic words. And I don't really have time to necessarily read this whole thing. I'm going to actually make it available to you. But this whole story right here is a prophetic word from a guy that I really appreciated, Joseph Cotton. And he talks about, he actually mentioned in August of 2019, he gave a prophetic word that 2020 was going to be a time of waiting, that God was going to begin to do a work. And he said, I had this vision that there was just this hardened ground. It was dry. It was this desert land. And God, and he actually was breaking up the hard ground, and he was getting ready to do a work. And 2020 would be a year that God was going to come in and begin to break up this hardened ground. Now, it's crazy what he began to write, because I want to read a couple things. I thought it was crazy. He said, the old molds will be shattered, for this is a new thing. Bitterness can keep you from seeing my work. Are you ready? Forgiveness is the key in this coming season. Those who hold on to unforgiveness will miss out on what I'm going to do in 2020. Do not be distracted by the noise of the culture or by the falling away of some, because I am working. I call you to take a fresh look at the nations. How crazy is that? The ones that are closed to the gospel, they will be open. Cities that seem barren, internal hearts in places of pain and loss and disappointment and misunderstanding. Take a fresh look and welcome me into those places. Release words of forgiveness. Sanctify your hearts. Allow me to till the soil. Oh, this is so good. My promise is this: in every place I am at work, I will turn all things around for good. I am the sovereign God. I will reveal life. He goes on, he says, the soil needed to rest in the past. And many have looked at places that have been lying in fallow ground and have labeled it the desert. But I am coming to churn the toil, to churn the soil. And then he goes on, and I began praying. Let me just share this with you, because I love the verse. I'm going to take a moment and share with you. Stay with me in Isaiah. In Isaiah 42, and if you'll take the time to read Isaiah 42, 43, 44, 45. Now listen, all you have is time on your hands right now, guys. This is time for you to get in the Word of God, get alone, get your Bible out, put on some worship music, and begin to read. So Isaiah the prophet is prophesying all kinds of things that are relevant to us today. We can learn from history. I've told you guys that before. The greatest picture of your future is what we learn from history. And we want to see what God did. And listen to this. In Isaiah 42, 8, 9, he says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield or share my glory with another. See the former things that have taken past. Behold, new things are coming, declares the Lord. They will spring into being. I will announce them to you. I believe that God was showing us in 2019, I'm getting ready to do a new work. Now, we thought that he was just going to, this is this abundance of all these fabulous things. But literally, I believe that 2020 is going to be a year of waiting. I believe this year, and you go, I don't want to wait. I've already had to wait in my home for 3 weeks. I believe it's going to be a year of waiting. I believe 20 is a number of waiting. And he's got to get in where the ground was hard, where the ground seemed dead and there was no produce, there was no fruit, there was no evidence. And he's going to come in and he is going to take that old ground, that hard ground. And just like he's going to come, he's going to plow up everything in your life, in your passion, in your family. You may sit. It may be a year of silence. It may be a year of not seeing the fruit, but he's working as he's toiling in your life right now. He's getting ready to sow fresh seed. And here's what the Bible goes on to say in Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Now, behold, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, listen, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, they will not overtake you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, it will not burn you. The flames will not set you ablaze. He's saying to Isaiah, when you feel that you are, the rivers are going to overtake you, the flames are going to consume you, you will not be consumed. And that's what we feel right now. It's been about a month that we have been in quarantine. And we're saying, how long, oh God? And he's saying, as long as I need to get your attention, as long as I need to get in that ground that was so hardened, your hearts have become hardened, your minds have become hardened, relationships have become hardened. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. Look what he says in Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Forget what I did in the past. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. He goes on in 44:8 to say, do not tremble or be afraid. Did I not proclaim and foretell you and tell you this long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? Listen, yesterday was a solemn day for me. If you were with us, you knew I was tender, and I was quiet, and I was reflective on what God is doing. But today I woke up with this new sense of urgency, and I began thinking about this number 20, and it was a number of resting, and it was a number of waiting, and it was a number that he said, let me do my work. I don't know. Will it take all year? Maybe. Maybe he's going to take 2020 to do a new thing. We decreed and declared it's a new year. It's a new decade, year 8 for Influence Church. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And guys, what he's having to do, it's a new thing. We don't want to go back to where we were. We don't want to go back to old behaviors and old characteristics. We want him to do a new thing. But look, it's not going to happen overnight. It takes time for him to go down into the ground and soften the ground and make that ground pliable and moldable so they can come in and he can put new seed and fresh seed so we can have new fruit and new evidence of the Holy Spirit. I believe this is going to be a quiet year. The whole year, I don't know. I believe that there's something about numerology. I believe that 2020 means it's going to be a year of waiting. Waiting to see him work. Now listen, I had this thought this morning. You know when something happens to you really quickly? I remember when my mother passed away, and although we knew that she was aging, she just went quickly. It was the same way with my daddy when my daddy passed away. He just went quickly. And to be honest with you, things were never the same when they were gone. I couldn't pick up the phone and call them. They were gone. And that's what I feel like has happened with us. Things are gone, and they will not go back to the same. We'll have memories, and we'll have things that we can look back on, but we will never go back to where we were. When you've had a change, an abrupt change in your life, you'll never go back to the way things were. And that's what God's saying right now. You will not go back to who you were. Do not consider the former things, Tammy. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. I am going to use you in a new way. I'm going to use this ministry in a new way. And what I want you to do through 2020 is I want you to sit in silence. I want you to let me work in you. I want to stir up something new in you. I want you to realize that this will be a year that I'm going to work in you quietly with completeness and wholeness in waiting. The number 2020 is a number of waiting. My question to you, are you willing to wait? I think it's been hard for a lot of us. We just finished our staff meeting and we said it's been about 4 weeks since our president asked us to be in quarantine and to get off the streets. And guys, that's 1 month, but it may be many months. It may be many months. My question to you is, let's don't ever go back to normal, chaotic schedules. When our schedules were so busy that we didn't have time for God, when our hearts were so busy that we didn't hear from God, he wants, and it will take time. It's going to take months. As I mentioned, when I heard the president say that by summer we might be back on baseball fields and soccer fields, that's months, guys. What's God going to do with you in the midst of these months? In the midst of these months, can you get alone? I took my phone and I put together a playlist of worship music. And I just go out on my back deck and I listen to that worship music. I take my Bible, I take those scriptures that I gave you, and I quietly meditate. I quietly go on a walk. And my hours here at church are much shorter. I'm here just a short time, but I've learned creative ways to get work done. We're going to think more creatively. We're going to think more innovatively. God's going to get our attention. We're going to have more quiet time at home with our families. God's doing something in 2020 we did not see. So my question to you is, would you begin to go deep? Would you begin to let him show you some things? Would you begin to let him speak to you in a new way? Don't be in such a hurry to get back to normal. Normal was not necessarily good. What I want you to do today before we go into prayer is I want to give you a challenge. I want to ask you to write, what does my new normal look like? Because if you write it down, you might be more apt to live that way. My new normal is I want quality time with my spouse. My new normal is I want to take family walks. My new normal is I'm going to take a half hour every day and pray. My new normal is I'm going to listen to worship music. My new normal is I'm going to really value my friendships. What's your new normal? Guys, we should not come out of this the same. We should be different. He tells us in Isaiah, behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you perceive it? Do you see it? Do you hear it? I am making a way in the wilderness. I am making streams in the desert. You get to decide what your new looks like. Holy Spirit wants to work. He wants to speak. He wants to use you. So before we say that this is this horrible crisis, can we begin to say this is God getting our attention? This is God bringing the church back. This is the God moving in supernatural ways. So guys, I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about the newness and the freshness. We globally, as the world, are coming together. This morning on my WhatsApp, my friends in Peru sent me a message about their church and how God is working in a powerful way and how they have a reach like they've never had before. And I was able to share with them how our reach here at Influence Church is into the hundreds of thousands of viewers. What is God doing? Oh, he's doing a new thing, and he's doing a fresh thing. You get to decide. Now, listen to me. I'm speaking to somebody right now, guys. You get to decide where to go. You can be someone who's going to fight to go back, or you can be someone who's going to fight to go forward. You get to decide what that new looks like. So as we go into our time of prayer at the wall right now, I want you to begin to ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me in this waiting time in 2020, this prophetic year of waiting, will you show me how to wait? How to wait? How to wait in the stillness of your voice? Father God, we are at this wall right now, and we're beginning to ask you to teach us how to sit in silence, how to sit in solitude, how to sit in waiting. You show us through scripture over and over and over again how the number 20 was a number of 20 of waiting, how it's a scriptural prophetic number of waiting, and 2020 is going to be a year of waiting. Maybe you have to get everything out of us so you could put fresh and new in us. So our prayer at the wall today is for us individually, that we would be patient in the wait, that we would get the good out of the wait, that we would set up some new habits, some new strategies, some new platforms, Father, that we get to share in this wait, that we would see what you're doing, that we would begin to read the Word of God with eyes that are open, with ears that hear, that we would agree with the prophet Isaiah and say, behold, you are doing a new thing in the wastelands. That you are taking that old, hard, stony ground of my heart, and you are beginning to toil and the work, and you're beginning to work right now, God. You're beginning now to take that ground that's hard, and you are working it, God, because underneath that hard ground is soft soil, is soft soil. God, you just now speaking to me. I just have to tell you right now, many of you know the prophetic word that was given to me months ago about the seed and the bag of seed that was given to me. And God's just speaking to my heart right now. And he said, that bag of seed, Tammy, is for you to put on soft soil. And in many areas of your life, the soil was so hard that you couldn't even sow the seed on the hard soil. And this year, I'm going to take that hard soil of your heart, and I'm going to begin to stir it up so that you can take that seed that I gave you and you can sow it on good soil. So I'm saying to you right now, if that word's for you, maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's that you're envious of someone else. Maybe you're angry. What is that hard soil in your heart? I'm just talking to you right now, friend. This isn't about anybody else. Our prayer time today is for you. Because in this waiting time, God wants to take that hard soil, investigate your heart. Where's your heart gotten hardened? And God says, I want to stir that soil. I want to stir that soil. I want to turn it over. I want to turn it over because underneath that hard soil is soft, tender, good, rich soil that I can sow good seed on. So let me ask you right now, Father God, is worth this wall. We stand in unity. This is a prayer wall. Thousands and thousands of prayer requests are in this wall behind me. The words on this wall say, expect a miracle. God, I'm expecting a miracle in 2020 as I wait for you to work. God, I believe you want to do a fresh work, but you got to get deep in the soil of my heart. So as women are listening right now, men are listening right now, would you individually, independently show us where we've been harboring hurt, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety, anger? Because God, you can't work and you won't work. You're not in a hurry, God. You are not on our timetable. You are not subject to our time frame. So God, you'll wait as long as you need to wait to get the good out of us. So Father God, right now, I want to pray with everyone that's on. God, right now, our prayers for us. And I'm just going to ask you right now, women, would you begin to just type in our comment section, how Holy Spirit's speaking to you? What's he saying to you? He's given us seed to sow. But the problem is many of our hearts have become hardened. And in this year of waiting in 2020, he wants to sow good seed. But we have to get rid of things in our life. So our prayer today is for us. Our prayer today is that there would be a supernatural movement in our heart, in our mind, and in our lives. So we come to you now, God, in our few moments together, and we just pray for ourselves. We've had plenty of time to pray for our country and our nation and a cure and families and all the things we've prayed for. But today our prayer is that you would show us where we need a fresh work, where we need a new work. So God, we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. So right now, guys, many of you on, I just want to ask you to share with me. Again, remember this number 2020. 20 is the number of waiting over and over and over. And the Word of God, he shows us story after story. He shows us types in numerology that the number 20 means waiting. He may be waiting for you. He may be waiting for you to do something. So just share with me right now how God's speaking to you through this. How God's speaking to you through this. And there's lots going on in the other room. If you're wondering, we're doing some taping here. And so if you're hearing voices, they're doing some videos for this weekend, which we're excited about. Lots of energy here in God's house. We don't stop. It's exciting. But I just wanted to share that with you. You know, don't be afraid. You're sharing. Repent and turn. Daily prayer and worship. Amen. Drawing near. Jesus, where has your heart hardened? I just want you to verbalize it, to be honest. I'm struggling with jealousy. I'm struggling with anger. I'm struggling with resentment. Whatever it is. Because guys, there's something about when we confess, and you don't have to say it here, but get alone with God and begin to confess whatever that is that maybe made your heart hardened, where he's wanting to get your attention. He's wanting to speak. He's wanting you to hear his voice again. But maybe you've just gotten too far from him. Amen. So thank you guys so much. I'm loving all of these. Intimacy with God. That's beautiful. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. And you know, guys, I'm loving these. I'm reading through these. I love this. I love this. It's going to be our new normal. Amen. You know, move more of our gifts. Let us use our gifts. Do you guys see how cool it is? Do you see how it's taken us like a month we've been? That it's taken time for some of the old to shift out. We don't just, you know, here's the interesting thing. We're saved immediately, but we're not transformed immediately. The minute you confess your sins. You are saved. But it takes a process of transformation and renewing our mind. And that's what's happening right now. As much as I would love for us all to have these supernatural encounters, God says it takes time. It takes time. It takes you continually coming, continually asking, mourning after mourning after mourning after mourning, because he has to get all the old out so the new can come. And as much as we're like, God, we want supernatural encounters. We want winds of revival. We just want to see you. And he says, you can't see me because there's so much old in you. You wouldn't even recognize the new if it came. And so it is a process. And it will be a continuation of a process for all of us. And what I'm seeing is, guys, we're going deeper. We're going deeper. And it takes time to go deeper. Let me just give you this analogy. You know, when you were a little girl and you went to the ocean and your daddy walked you in a little bit and you kind of got up to your ankles and then you ran out because that's about all you could emotionally handle. And then you got a little braver and he took you a little deeper. He took you a little deeper. I love that song, Oceans. Take me deeper, beyond the borders. Take me deeper, where my feet can't even touch. Take me deeper. And guys, it's a process of going deeper with him to where you fully trust him. And your arms are in the arms of your almighty God that loves you. And that's what he's doing right now. He's trying to take you deeper. And it's going to take some time to go deeper. So I want to encourage you right now, as we've had our prayer time today through this, begin to think about prophetic words that God wants to speak to you. Write them down. Guys, you're not going to remember what he's speaking to you. I'm telling you, keep a journal. Write it down. Write down today that you realize the number 20 meant number of waiting. And that he's teaching you how to wait. He's teaching you how to rest. He's teaching you how to listen. Because it's going to be a long year. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but the truth is we're not going to come out of this quickly. It's going to take some time because God's gotten our attention and he wants to work a new work. So I want to continue to remind you to read the Word of God. Look over these passages in Isaiah. Read Isaiah 42, 43, 44, 45. Begin to listen to the words of the prophet. Go deeper, because what he's doing, he's opening your eyes to see things you've never seen before. And begin to move in the supernatural realm. You guys, I love you so much. Thank you for sharing. So many of you have been sharing your hearts through this, and thank you. A few of you guys have shared with me that you have people that literally are going through this coronavirus and continue to share that with me. Many of you are asking me. A few weeks ago, I was woken up all through the night by the Lord. Behold, I am making all things new. Shannon, you're saying this. Thanks for sharing this. The old has passed away. Behold, all things are new. Amen. See, there's a confirmation of revelation. Did you hear that? There's a confirmation of revelation. And so when you start to see certain scriptures and certain words, God's confirming certain things. He speaks by many witnesses. So make sure that you're listening to him speaking. He is speaking. Amen. Amen. Several of you are saying this right now. Thank you for sharing that. Well, guys, this has been a good time together. Take some time right now and go over those verses. Pray, journal, write these things down. Tell God, here's what I just said this morning. Father, I receive this waiting period. I receive this waiting period. Show me what you need to reveal to me afresh and anew. Amen. Well, guys, I love you. It's always fun to be here at the wall with you. We'll do this again tomorrow at noon. I want to continue to ask you to invite your friends. So many people are looking for a place like this that they can come and connect with other people. We are here at the prayer wall where there's over, I don't know, they said between 60 and 80, I don't know how many thousands of prayer requests have been placed in this wall. So this is a point of prayer. We believe in miracles. We believe God's working. We believe in revelation. We believe he's showing us new things. I pray over you, Father God, in Jesus' name. I want to close out right now. In Jesus' name, I pray over everyone listening and watching. I pray over their families. I pray over their minds. I pray over their hearts. I pray protection from this coronavirus in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for unity in the homes with husbands and wives and with children. I pray that you would bring us back to teaching us how to be families, strong families that read the Word of God and that pray and that worship. Father, teach us as a nation, teach us as a society to put you first in our hearts and in our homes. We thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the hearts. We love you so much. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day. God bless.